This is Tom Arnes of LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 7th of November. LookAhead.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's Election Day on Tuesday, November the 8th, with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton neck and neck in the race for the White House. But let's not forget what else is at stake. All of the congressional seats, a third of the Senate seats, and 12 governorships. Thousands of state and local positions are all up for grabs. In addition, 9 states will hold referendums on the legalization of marijuana. While Americans are trooping to the polls, the Turkish and Greek Cypriot leaders will be in day 2 of the latest round of peace talks to resolve the 42-year-old dispute over Cyprus. The day after the election, there will be a meeting of the Trilateral Contact Group on the Ukraine. On Monday, the EU's military committee meets in Brussels to discuss coordination with NATO and anti-immigration naval operations. Also on Monday, 2 of the nephews of Venezuela's First Lady, Chilia Flores, appear in an American court on cocaine smuggling charges. On Friday, beleaguered Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is due to have Vatican-brokered talks with his parliamentary opponents. Thursday is Armistice Day in America and Remembrance Day in Europe and the Commonwealth. On Armistice Day in Egypt, a demonstration is planned against the government's economic policy. And on Sunday, the country's Supreme Court gives its ruling on government plans to sell 2 islands in the Red Sea to Saudi Arabia. And finally, if you're a fan of Sir Elton John, you may want a peek at his photo collection, which starts a 6-month-long showing at London's Tate Modern next Wednesday. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arnes with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 7th of November. LookAhead.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's a close race for the White House, with bookies giving Hillary Clinton a slight edge as I stepped up to the microphone. Will the email scandal that won't go away block her from the Oval Office? Or will Donald Trump's uncanny ability to alienate women and minorities keep him from the door of the White House? The results of one of the most exciting and momentous presidential contests in history will be known in the early hours of Wednesday morning. The outcome of the presidential race will be anxiously awaited by the entire world. But there are also elections to 34 Senate seats, 435 congressional seats, 12 governorships, and thousands of state and local positions ranging from state senator to town dog catcher. In addition, 9 states vote on the legalization of marijuana for recreation and or medicinal use, and Nevada votes on a proposal to tighten gun laws. It's a big day in America. It's also a big day for the residents of the Mediterranean island of Cyprus, which has been divided between Turkish and Greek communities since the Turkish invasion in 1974. The leaders of the 2 communities, Nikos Anastasiadis and Mustafa Akinci, hold talks in Geneva on how to end the 42-year-old feud and govern the island as a federation. Since the Brexit vote, the EU has been moving faster and closer to European integration and an EU military command. On Monday, the European Chiefs of Staff hold talks on the mechanics of collaborating with NATO. And also on the agenda is partnerships with the Balkan states and naval coordination to stop shiploads of immigrants sailing from North Africa and Syria. Also on Monday, Frankie Francisco Flores de Freitas and Efren Antonio Campos Flores, the 2 nephews of Venezuela's First Lady, face trial in New York on cocaine smuggling charges. Beleaguered President Nicolas Maduro described their indictment as an attack by the U.S. empire. President Maduro is facing repeated parliamentary demands for his impeachment, with the result that the government business has ground to a halt. On Friday, Vatican negotiators will attempt to broker a deal between the parliament and the presidency. In Egypt next week, the government of Mohamed el-Sisi faces 2 challenges. On Friday, the Galaba movement plan a mass demonstration against high inflation and cuts in government subsidies. Then on Sunday, the government is appealing against a court decision to annul its proposed and hugely unpopular sale of 2 Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.